A 5-year-old child is dead following an accident in Plain Township. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says the child was believed to be inside a home in the 2400 block of Burr Oak Street Northeast Sunday afternoon while their father operated a compact earth-moving machine in the backyard. The child apparently went outside and was found with severe injuries as the father backed the machine. The child was taken to Mercy Hospital where they were pronounced dead. The father suffered injuries jumping from the equipment. The incident is under investigation. An Alliance woman has been charged with tampering with evidence following the shooting death of a 15-year-old girl. Court documents say 47-year-old Aaron Barker returned a handgun to a home in the 600 block of West Summit Street after it was used in the Friday afternoon death of Kennedy Wise. Investigators say Barker's 14-year-old son took the weapon from the scene and told his mother the shooting was a suicide. Police say Barker returned the gun but failed to tell officers. The boy later admitted he accidentally shot Wise. He is facing a juvenile count of involuntary manslaughter. An Alliance police sergeant will remain on paid administrative leave following his arrest earlier this month in Austintown. Law Director Andrew Selwa told City Council the status of Sergeant Ethan Griffith will continue pending an internal review and investigation. Austintown police say Griffith was arrested June 7th after allegedly crashing a pickup truck and leaving the scene. He faces multiple charges. City officials say Griffith was off duty and on vacation at the time of the incident. North Canton residents and businesses will see changes to their water and sewer bills under a new rate plan approved by City Council. Officials say the increases are needed to prevent the utility funds from running out of money by 2033 and to cover rising operating, maintenance, and infrastructure costs. The new billing structure will be based largely on water meter size, with customers using larger meters paying more. The plan also includes 5% annual rate increases from 2027 through 2031. Massillon City Council is extending its moratorium on data center development for another 60 days. The Independent reports the June 15th unanimous vote pushes the temporary ban beyond today's expiration and gives officials more time to finalize new zoning rules under the proposed framework. Small data centers would go into light industrial areas, while larger facilities would be limited to heavy industrial zones. Developers would also need to show local utilities can handle power, water, and wastewater demands before project approvals. A Salem woman has died after being struck by a vehicle Friday night in Columbiana County's Perry Township. The Highway Patrol says 35-year-old Amanda Spiegel was hit on State Route 45 in front of the Salem Golf Club around 6:15. A car went off the right side of the road and struck her. Spiegel was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, but later died. The driver was not hurt. Investigators say drugs or alcohol may have been a factor. The crash remains under investigation. Wellsville officials are considering annexation options as a way to capture revenue from a proposed data center in Yellow Creek Township. Mayor Bob Boley told council Tuesday the village could benefit by annexing the 20th Street Heights area. He says without annexation, the project could use village sewer services without direct financial return. The Morning Journal reports any annexation would require approval from Columbiana County Commissioners and property owners. Officials also say Russell Heights could be considered for future expansion. Knox Elementary will receive major building upgrades under a project approved by the West Branch Board of Education. The district has hired Trane to install new heating and cooling systems, boilers, a roof, and an energy management system. Superintendent Matthew Manley says the improvements will boost efficiency and pay for themselves through energy savings. The district expects to finance between $1 and $1.5 million of the project. An employee of the Youngstown prison accused of smuggling drugs and contraband will have a change of plea hearing this week. 47-year-old nurse Jody Johnson and 62-year-old security guard Brenda Dixon pleaded not guilty in November to 3 counts, including conspiracy to distribute controlled substances and providing contraband in a prison. DEA agents set up surveillance in October and observed Johnson carrying a bag containing several boxes. She was let through a security checkpoint by Dixon. Agents discovered tobacco, drugs, vape cartridges, and USB chargers in the boxes. Johnson reportedly admitted taking contraband into the facility since February. A $1.7 million no-bid contract for work on the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool is facing scrutiny while the company's owner defends the project. Businessman J.J. Cafaro says his Greenwater Services installed a water purification system that removed long-standing algae from underground pipes, which he says turned the pool's water green. The National Park Service awarded the contract under an emergency exemption, citing a deadline for upcoming events for the nation's 250th birthday. Cafaro says the ozone-based technology is working as designed and denies any role by President Trump in the contract. A ruptured crude oil well forced the evacuation of 10 homes in Trumbull County Friday afternoon. Fire Chief Jonathan Bland says West Farmington residents reported hearing a loud explosion before gas and debris were spewed into the area. Windy conditions helped carry debris onto nearby properties. No injuries or illnesses were reported. State environmental and oil and gas officials are investigating what caused the rupture. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.